and it's tears going. Fall away, fall away, oh. May the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose.
What's up, everybody? Happy hump day. Hope your week is going well. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, I sure hope you've got that Civic Media app downloaded because we are coming to the very last days of Civic Media's grown-up gift list text-to-win sweepstakes contest. In the 4 o'clock hour today, you'll be given a keyword. You're going to text that keyword via the app and only the app. And that's going to qualify you to win $100 cold hard cash or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin. Dells, both very nice around the holidays. A little getaway or a little extra cash in your pocket to help with your gift giving this season. Your text will also register you to win one of Civic Media's 8 grown-up gift winners from a grab bag. All kinds of good stuff in there. Again, adult-type gifts, humidifiers, luggage, espresso machines, and robot vacuum. So again, that coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. Congratulations already to a big group of our winners, April and Wausau from WXCO. We got Fred from Cottage Grove, already a winner, listening on WMDX. Steven from Onalaska, listening on WLCX. Jeff and Augusta listening to WCFW, a whole bunch of folks. And of course, Jessica and Cudahy listening where I originate from on the WAUK. So congrats to all our winners already. You too can join their ranks. Go get that Civic Media app and get ready for the keyword of the day in the 4 o'clock hour. Today is one of those days where there has been a lot of news that's happened. So I'm going to try to get us through all of that important news of the day, because again, here at Civic Media, we're all about that real news and great conversation. But as it is the holidays, I wanted to have something a little fun for us in the hopper. So in the 3 o'clock hour, everybody, I'm going to want to definitely hear from all of you. What are your favorite Christmas songs? But perhaps just as importantly, maybe even more importantly, what are the songs you just cannot stand anymore? I have some of those myself, some of my favorite artists queued up, some of my favorite tracks, and also some of the weirdest tracks that I had like never heard of before when I went on my weird Christmas song hunting expedition before today's show. Big shout out to Cardi, my producer, for getting all these tracks ready for us. So we're going to have some fun today at 3 o'clock. Can't do politics all the time. That would be exhausting. And on that same point, I wanted to start with the big Bucks win yesterday. You all know I'm a little bit of a sports junkie, really enjoy all of our major sports leagues here in Wisconsin. We're very blessed. I also, of course, love the Admirals, but it has been all about the Bucks in the Emirates NBA Cup. So my first question to everybody is, do you think the NBA Cup is a good idea or is it just lame? 855-75-752-4842. I don't know if Cardi's got an opinion on this one. But, you know, I think collectively we've had a bit of a shared viewpoint, all of us, you out there too. The NBA season can sometimes be a little boring until you start getting closer to the playoffs. So I personally have been pro NBA Cup. Cardi, are you into the NBA Cup or are you kind of a take it or leave it?
It's new to me. You know, it's all different. Before they didn't have that, and now they're adding all these new tournaments and stuff. Indiana won last year, and now they have the Emirates Cup this year. I think it adds a little bit more, you know, like excitement to the league. You know, having more tournaments for them to win.
Something to focus the attention and also, frankly, get the players motivated.
Right.
This is the second year for the NBA Cup. And the Bucks, I think, surprising some, going 7-0, winning every single game, beating, of course, Oklahoma City last night. Many consider the Oklahoma City Thunder to be the best team in the NBA. What do you think, Cardi? I mean, I thought the Bucks' performance yesterday was singularly impressive, especially on the defensive end.
I'll add this to that insight too, as well. The Bucks started off with a horrible record. They're kind of similar to how the Bucks came in, I believe like 2002 when they have Big Dog, Glenn Robinson, Sam Cassell, Ray
the
Allen.
Big Dog, yeah. Horrible Sam Cassell record. With yeah. the alien head. I mean, right? The man has the weirdest dome in the NBA.
I definitely agree. Yeah. I definitely agree. Him and Gary Payton both.
Oh, yeah. Gary Payton's got a dome on him for sure. I mean, yeah, that was the vibe, right? Like, as the Bucks right. opened up the season, like, all doom and gloom, and here they are making it happen. I thought, first of all, I have loved watching and experiencing Doc Rivers
yes.
as a coach. I think he has been just what the Bucks have needed. And there certainly was a lot of hubbub over the coaching changes, right? But I feel like they've kind of gotten in stride. And yeah, I think Doc Rivers, what he had to say after the big win last night was really on point. He said this: "Our win reminds us we can beat anybody. And we don't care if anybody else knows that. We only care about us. It's like what I said on the first day of camp. We can also lose to anybody if we don't play right. We learned that lesson today. I think it just helps the messaging that when we play right, we play together, we listen. That's an excellent defensive team. And they forced Dame and Giannis to pass the ball. And they both did that. They passed it so much that they were able to get back to work. This is a teaching moment for us about different ways to win." Like 100%, right? With Middleton not in the action, watching, I think, Lillard and Giannis just put on defensive clinic, sharing the ball, and then Giannis putting up another triple-double. That was really exciting basketball for me to watch. I don't know about you, Cardi, but when they play like that, like, I will keep my butt in a chair and watch an entire NBA game. Most of the time, I get a little ticked off about the trotting up and down the yeah. court, right? And then the grandstanding. So I'm pro NBA Cup. If you all have an opinion out there, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I also want to hear from you if you also agree with Cardi and I, Sam Cassell had one of the weirdest domes in all of the NBA. So he's like, "Man, you're the dude that probably needs some hair on the dome." Oh, poor Sam. Oh, I loved also watching the action on Twitter following the game yesterday. Because here's the things that, like, playing in a tournament like this for the Bucks in Vegas, right? It's not on your home court. It wasn't Oklahoma City's home court. You can call that audience pretty objective, right? And when Giannis exits the game with over a minute left, that crowd, that not hometown crowd, starts chanting MVP, right? MVP. Like, that gave me chills last night. I was digging that. And, you know, Giannis, he's about the W's. Like, let's get those W's put up. So it was really cool. Again, down Middleton, who is, I think, one of the anchors on that team, it was really great to see him come together and put the win on the board for the cup. Let's take a listen. I thought this was really cool. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the action on Twitter last night that I thought was pretty entertaining. But, many of us are aware that one of the hooks of the NBA Cup is that the winning team, each player gets $500,000. Well, Damian Lillard, he certainly has plenty of bucks. He had this to say about the $500,000 prize package. Let's take a listen.
What are you going to do with the $500,000 if you win?
I don't know yet. I've been doing this a long time. So when I get it, I ain't going to just blow it or, go crazy. I'm going to probably go to the support staff, our training staff, the people that, come in every day, all day, when we get to go home, and try to do something to support them.
I've known this guy for a long time.
Oh, 500.
Okay.
Just a little portion of it.
You're always about giving back. Thanks so much, Dame. Good luck tonight.
For sure. Good to see you. Appreciate it.
I just love that. I mean, hey, spread a little of the love around. I also think the prize packages like this do a lot for, like, non-marquee players, right? And I would frankly like to see something like this, at least in Major League Baseball, right? Where you have utility players that aren't rolling in the dough, that aren't marrying Hollywood A-list actors, that are just not with the big contracts with 7+0s on them, right? Like, that is nice. I think it is an incentive. Love seeing Dame committing to spreading a little of the love around himself. And certainly there was a ton of love for the Bucks last night on the twit. Giannis is now a two-time MVP. He's a NBA Finals MVP. He was named the NBA Cup MVP. He's been a Defensive Player of the Year. He's been the most improved player. He's an 8-time All-Star, a 6-time All-NBA First Team player, and he was a member of the NBA 75th Anniversary Team. Like, nobody else has all of those things put together. I think it's really unique. Feel very lucky to have Giannis still on the squad. The one thing that I saw on the twit that was getting me a little bit hot under the collar was the prognosticators about, like, when Giannis might leave Milwaukee. I was like, hush, y'all. Well, like, we just won the cup. Can we get through this season before you all start raining on the Bucks parade? And Giannis, at least to date, has seemed very committed to Milwaukee. And I certainly, he has left his footprint here. But folks, again, we got a huge show of news things that are going on. Of course, I always want to hear from you as we discuss the news of the day. We're going to talk about the Fed interest rate announcement that just became official about an hour ago. What does that mean for your pocketbook? We're going to talk government shutdown. What's all in that 1,500-page behemoth government funding continuing resolution? What are its odds of success? We got to talk about the Gates ethics report. And of course, I got to give you the updates on the tragic shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, and also the latest on Luigi Mangione. All of that coming up this hour. And of course, our dissertation, our deep dive into your favorite holiday classics and the most annoying Christmas tunes out there, all coming up right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Don't go anywhere. It's hump day. We're going to talk some more news when we come back. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.